Welcome back to Public Address Radio on Radio Live. New Zealand's heavy metal music community tends to keep to itself. It's a long time since a bunch of kids called Sheehad broke into the mainstream. But one Wellington band has been getting five-star reviews in places you might not expect. They're called Beast Wars and they're heavy as, and their drummer Nathan Hickey is with us now. As I noted, you're getting rave notices in places you might not expect. Did you ever see yourselves as being exclusively part of the metal scene anyway, though?
Well, I don't know what we kind of expected. Like, when we started 5 years ago, it was just us playing in this room together, and there was no aspirations whatsoever to be part of the music industry or to do anything. We weren't even thinking about releasing an album. It was just making music purely for ourselves, and I'm not sure if that's a cliche or not to say that, but it's just one of those things where people were coming to the shows and liking what they're hearing and asking for a CD, so we made a CD for those people. And
the debut self-titled album.
Yeah, untitled. Mm. Or self-titled.
How pleased are New Zealand fans of heavy music to have a heavy band playing regularly and making such cool stuff? Do you know what I mean? They're such passionate people, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah.
And they absolutely must be stoked.
Well, yeah, it's funny because our Facebook is an amazing tool for when you're a musician to be able to. It's more than direct marketing. It's like people are actually coming to you and saying, "Hey, we like you. Tell us about yourself." So we're getting like amazing feedback on that. With some guy yesterday wrote on our Facebook page, "You make me proud to be a New Zealander," and that was just like far out. You know, I never thought our music would make someone feel proud to be a New Zealander. It's
I can confirm that too, because I was looking at your Facebook page and people are extremely excited about this record coming out.
It's an odd feeling, especially as I say, like, we never really put ourselves out there. Obviously we've got an album and we don't want it to be sitting in boxes under our bed, so we've got a publicist and a distributor and everything working for us, but in terms of the way that it's picked up or the way that it has been picked up, we totally didn't expect anything.
You mentioned you made the CD for your fans, but you also made it in vinyl, is that correct?
Well, yeah, we weren't too fussed about making a CD. That's like, I don't buy... I think I brought one CD last year. I buy everything on vinyl, so I just wanted a copy for myself. And the cheapest way of making it is by buying 300 copies of it, you know, producing 300 copies rather than just one. So we did that, and they just turned up the other day, and we've already sold 100 of them from pre-sale. So
awesome.
That's pretty amazing when I think about the state of the record industry and how... say, like, the number one selling CD in New Zealand. I think it's like you have to sell like 600 CDs or something to be number one. Years and years ago, it used to be thousands you'd have to sell to become number one in 1 week. But the fact we've sold 100, not that it's a whole 1 week sales, but we've sold 100 of them, that's quite an amazing achievement, I think, for us.
Do you think it sounds truer at being on vinyl?
Yeah.
I definitely hear a difference between the CD and the vinyl. It's... it seems to be more depth, and it's kind of more a 3D kind of tactile kind of sound. I'm not sure if sound can be tactile, but it's there's definitely, it feels like it's surrounding you more than just
because it's a ferocious sounding record. You worked with Dale Cotton on producing it.
Yes,
yeah. He's good at getting big loud sounds onto tape.
Absolutely. I've been a fan of his work with HDU. That was this album Fireworks of theirs, which was an amazing album released probably about 10 years ago. I love that album. I love the way it sounds. And when we were thinking about who we wanted to record it, obviously we thought, well, Steve Albini, probably can't get a date with him, but too expensive. And then I remembered that HDU album, which was recorded at Steve Albini's studio, and just how it just sounded so, so amazing. And then I was like, well, yeah, Dale's just, you know, the other end of the country, why don't we just go and hang out with him for a week and see how it goes. So the process was very fast. It was probably, we'd played a whole bunch of shows over a space of about 2 months, and people were asking for CDs. We'd save the money from those gigs, and then we thought, hey, wonder what Dale's up to. 2 weeks later, we're in his studio recording. It was very...
And was the intention to get that live sound onto the album, or to create something which was more of an album? Are you trying to preserve the live experience, or create something different?
It was a bit of both. Like we definitely wanted to sound like us. Like we recorded on Pro Tools, but we didn't want to use 100 tracks of Pro Tools and layer up everything so it's got, you know, tambourines and backing vocals, and we kept everything quite stripped back, so it was just the instruments and, you know, doubled the guitars. It's just one vocal track. But then we kind of obviously tweaked things so they sound better than we do live. Not like fixing mistakes so much. There's a couple of little nuances in there which I think's important.
And there you go, Russell. That's why you didn't get the call up for BVs. It was just they just didn't want to make it too complex. Yeah,
too pitch perfect.
I know, you'd put your hand up. Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, speaking of singing, we should talk about your singer Matt. He's a very striking figure. He does not look like a heavy metal singer.
Looks like a granddad.
He does, yeah. What's his story?
Well, his story is he's in his early 40s, but he's got a big, we call it the beard of doom. He's got this big white beard. Another word for him is the white yeti, we call him, for his mop of white hair that he's got. He's just a guy who's been singing, you know, since he was in his first band when he was 13, I think, playing in this punk band, and he's travelled the world and was signed to a record deal in Europe, got played on MTV, and things looked like they're going to go well for them, but band problems broke them up, and he hasn't really done that much since, and this is like the first band he's been in for a while, so we're very lucky to have a singer with such an authentic kind of rock voice. I think for heavy music, lots of it relies on the music. You can't have the Cookie Monster kind of vocals. I'm not really into that sort of stuff. I think Matt manages to produce melodies, but they're just kind of hit around this gruff exterior.
Remember, I used to listen to a band in high school, band called Wargasm. And their lead singer sounded like Rolf from the Muppets.
Yeah.
On the wasteland.
Well, you've worked 5 years now for your overnight success.
that's funny. Like I was on the end because I mean you shouldn't read your own press. Sorry to interrupt your question, but I know you shouldn't read your own press, and especially what people write on the internet and forums and stuff like that, but I found this funny comment the other night where it was, these guys are... It was a positive one. Like, these guys have come a long way really fast. And it's like, well, you know, if you had seen us 5 years ago when I didn't know how to play the drums and our guitarist hadn't played guitar, picked up a guitar for 15 years or whatever, you wouldn't be saying that, but I kind of like that the band has arrived fully formed. You know, it's not like we've had training wheels on in front of, you know, lots of crowds. In Wellington, obviously, we've grown up in front of those crowds, but the rest of the country, they're pretty much getting a band that's developed.
So where to next?
I think, yeah, there's never been a plan, and I think if we start making plans, that'll jinx us, but we are looking at trying to do like maybe 2 or 3 gigs over a weekend in Melbourne, and then we'll see what happens from there. That's the very short term, simple step by step goals.
Awesome. Well, best of luck with that, Nathan. And if people want your record, they can go. You've got a Bandcamp page.
Yeah, we've got the beastwars.bandcamp.com, and it's in every single CD store. The vinyl is going to be everywhere you can buy vinyl, so if you want it, it's there for you. Thanks.
And with the mighty roar of Beast Wars, that's our show for this week. If you'd like to hear anything that was in this show or in past shows, pop along to our podcast at publicaddress.net/radio. I've been Russell Brown.
And as usual, I feel smarter for just having been in the same room as you. I'm Jesse Mulligan, and thanks, New Zealand On Air.